This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition, 5:34 p.m. Sean Tanis joins us in the studio as we take a look at this business story. Oh, this is almost my favorite topic, but it's a topic that I still am struggling to understand. Sean, cryptocurrency. Forbes released the first ever crypto rich list, a compilation of the 20 wealthiest people in the digital currency world. We understand the man that's featured on the cover used to flip burgers in McDonald's, and well, right now he's a billionaire.
Yes. And that man is Changpeng Zhao, the founder of Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange platform. Mm-hmm. He was making burgers in McD as a teenager, and he also worked overnight shifts at a gas station back in the day.
Wow.
And now his crypto net worth is close to $2 billion, thanks to a major turning point 7 months ago when he woke up and decided to set up Binance.
Seven months ago, it's not a long time at all.
And the platform allows people to trade the digital currencies where currently it has 1.4 million transactions per second capability and has attracted 6 million users.
You know what really irritates me about this topic? It's happened in our lifetime, right? We've watched these billionaires just...
Yeah. And we're just ignoring it?
Absolutely, in the past 7 months. You know, so I'm looking at this and they did this so quickly compared with those in the original Forbes billion.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
It is. Right? There are nearly 1,500 crypto assets in existence all these assets are worth $550 billion. And this is just, if you look at it, 31 times more than what it was at the beginning of 2017.
Wow. Mm.
So, in fact, the buzz is usually about traders and miners who are becoming rich because they are trading, right? But in reality, the people who are actually making the most money are those who are creating the technology to support and sustain this market.
These platforms to allow for, you know, as you mentioned, 1.4 million transactions per second that are happening from all parts of the globe.
Yeah. And even cryptocurrency bloggers who are talking about this, they are making a lot of money right now. Yeah, so if you look at the top of the list, there's Chris Larsen, who co-founded Ripple. And then the second is Joseph Lubin, who co-founded Ethereum. So these are the innovators of the crypto world. And if it stays like this, the potential for the tech market in this segment is endless.
That's amazing. Now, there was a new listing on Bursa Malaysia today, Sean. JM Education Group. How did that do?
JM Education Group closed up 17.8% at 50 cent, giving investors a 13 cent premium above its 50 cent IPO price. As a business, they provide free educational counseling, and they actually don't conduct courses or studies except for TVET courses. And while they don't make money from the counseling, their income is it's derived from the higher learning institution,
right.
With which it works right now. And on today's listing on Bursa's lead market for SMEs, it raised about 3 million ringgit, a portion of which its MD, Tay Chiong Hua, revealed will be used for promotional activities of its business. And he specifically said with radio stations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll see what happens.
Sean Tanis, thank you very much for that. Of course, you know, you never know. Sean Tanis might be on the cover of Forbes magazine, Crypto Riches.
I hope.
Never know.
Absolutely.
7 months is not too long, Caroline.
No,
you never know.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.